G. Given the towering steel structures, the ribbons of asphalt and concrete, and the absence of any significant wildlife, it's easy to think of nature as being disconnected from our urban spaces. The truth, however, is that incorporating natural spaces into our urban landscapes is an essential part of successful cities. With estimates suggesting that over 65% of the world's population will be living in cities by the year 2050, it's more important than ever for cities to recognize the importance of incorporating a healthy tree canopy into future urban plans. Unfortunately, not every municipality is ahead of the curve when it comes to urban forest management and setting effective, evidence-based urban tree canopy goals. It's why Judy Roeder and her team at Urban Cottage Landscapes remain focused on educating property owners about the value of planting trees and ensuring their survival. For example, Guelph is currently undergoing a private tree bylaw revision, said Roeder, whose company designs and installs natural healthy landscapes meant to bring a cottage feel to urban environments. But we recently spoke with an urban environmental planner who was frustrated because she had presented a plan that was necessary and important, and it ended up getting pared down to make it acceptable for developers. Urban tree health and helping trees survive in urban environments is a key focus for Urban Cottage Landscapes. According to Roeder, raising awareness and educating people on what needs to happen to ensure those goals are met is critical. So is partnering with grassroots groups like Guelph's Urban Friends of the Forest, who work collaboratively to share valuable information on what people can do in their own urban spaces to help improve the city's overall tree canopy. Part of the problem is that not everyone thinks growing trees in their yard is a good idea. There are homeowners who are not interested in trees, and quite often the reason they give is they're afraid of the impact big trees can have, said Roeder. There's this perpetuated fear of the roots and what they might do to the foundation. Often those are old fears. The education piece is helping them to understand why it's a good idea. Inspiring someone to plant a tree is just the first step. Teaching them how to plant it so it survives is equally important. According to Roeder, that means understanding the importance of helping a tree establish healthy roots. As with humans, the foundation of a healthy tree is in the roots, she said. When we're young, our foundation is key to how we grow and thrive. It's the same with trees. If they don't have a good beginning and a healthy foundation, they're not going to have a healthy life. We spend a lot of time talking about the conditions necessary to have a healthy root system that develops early. Water is vital to the early development and ongoing health of trees in an urban environment. The roots need water, that's very important, said Roeder. People often think that they can just water their tree when they first plant it, then come back 6 months later and water it again. Definitely in the first year, and even for the first 2 to 3 years, newly planted trees need to be watered weekly. In times of hot summer weather, 2 to 3 times a week is essential. Roeder suggests using a trickle of water from a hose and leaving it for 20 minutes at the base of the tree to ensure it gets enough water. Another important aspect when planting is ensuring the trees are planted in an area where the roots can breathe and grow. Typically in urban settings, we're planting in compacted ground after all the building and engineering requirements have been met. The engineers want solid compact ground when building. We plant seedlings that have been given everything needed while in the nursery, then stick them in a hole in the ground that is so compacted the roots can't explore and expand. And when it rains, it's often onto a hard compacted clay soil so the rain doesn't drain away. The roots drown and so the tree dies. They need water but they also need drainage. Both of those are really important. Planting trees on berms, adding quality soil, and covering planted spaces with mulch are all positive steps to take when planting trees. Roeder, whose own yard resembles a rustic cottage woodland, says there are many residual benefits to planting trees in residential areas. The benefits once the healthy tree takes root include attracting birds and pollinators. It's fantastic for biodiversity and helping the canopy, doing your little part to fight global warming. And there are so many health and financial benefits on multiple levels. Considering revitalizing your urban environment with help from Urban Cottage Landscapes. Visit them online here.